15, 16, 17, 18 is the age range of the artists who created the works in the latest exhibition at the University Galleries. That's also the age range of the curators of the show, which features selections from the International Collection of Child Art at Milner Library. The exhibition is the start of what's hoped to be an ongoing effort to give artistic agency to area young people. That's according to Kendra Pates, director and chief curator of the galleries. With support from a grant from the Illinois Prairie Community Foundation, the inaugural Teen Arts Group has shown BHS students the possibilities of a career in visual arts. After years of tours for K-12 students, Pates says the Teen Arts Group was a natural choice.
A lot of high school students had been reaching out after they would have a tour with their classes here about doing an internship or volunteering. You know, when I was growing up, I knew you could be an artist, an illustrator, or an art teacher, which are all awesome, wonderful professions, but I didn't know that there were all of these other paths you could
follow. Had no idea there was such a thing as a curator when I was a
kid.
Right,
me either, or a conservator, or a registrar, or a preparator. And so throughout the course of the program, the students have had an opportunity to meet with professional artists, to look at studios, to look at collections. We took a field trip to Chicago.
17-year-old Katie Novotny is partial to painting in oils. She says she has a real passion for art and that being in the teen art group has certainly been fun, but there was serious intent behind her desire to be involved.
It really has helped me gain a perspective on some of the other options that I could possibly work in. I do want to pursue studio arts as a possible option, but this just helps me in order to be more involved in the community itself.
Grace Marcy just finished her junior year at Bloomington High. The 17-year-old likes to paint, draw, and is interested in graphic arts. She says the opportunities for artists in public school are limited, and so embraced this opportunity.
So this was really a great way to do something outside of your typical art high school group and being able to experience things like the Chicago trip and working with materials like the International Child's Art Collection. Being able to work with materials like that was really just a great opportunity to expand myself as an artist.
A train trip to Chicago gave the students a chance to meet artist Juan Chavez, who Pates says followed an untraditional path to success.
He immigrated here from Mexico when he was 13. He actually didn't graduate from the Art Institute. He said that he couldn't meet the language requirements, but later they invited him back to be a professor. And he's incorporated skateboarding into his work and public participatory projects using found objects. So that was really exciting to see them just kind of hanging out with this artist and asking him questions.
The culminating project of the year-long Teen Arts program was an exhibition completely curated by the participants. Pate said the approach was to let the teens curate work from artists in their own age group. Milner Library's International Collection of Child Art was a natural resource. The collection was started in 1960 to celebrate the creativity of children through a global perspective. The collection holds over 8,000 works from more than 50 countries. 17-year-old Jordan Davis is a photographer who enjoys catching candid shots. Davis was surprised by some of the children's art in the collection.
Some of them are very dark for teenagers. Like, it's not surprising, but usually they don't show the darker side. Like, this one from Bolivia is very, very sad.
One of the more somber-looking works is a print called My Brother, depicting a figure with head and hands. The photographer in Davis was drawn to the captured moment that invites interpretation.
I just like the idea, like, capturing someone when they're not looking, you know what I mean? You don't realize how you come off. Like, they might be chilling, they're just relaxed, but the way they were captured, they look very upset. And you never know the story behind it. They could have lost somebody they loved. They could have failed a math test, you know what I mean?
Gallery director Kendra Pates says that the art selected for the exhibition tended to reflect the personality of the students doing the choosing.
And for me, it was, as somebody who's a curator, it was particularly exciting to see how these students looked at all of these different selections, narrowed it down, and made these really cohesive hangings out of them. You know, you can see in a lot of these instances why they picked specific works. You know, you were just talking to Jordan, and you can see a real interest in social issues and social justice just by looking at the five works that she's selected.
Whereas Jordan Davis was drawn to the darker side, Katie Novotny embraced bright works.
To me, color, like bright colors, really catch my eye, and so that's just something I was looking for while selecting the pieces. I'm also drawn to like nature and landscapes and things like that. So that's some of what you can see in the pieces I've chosen.
Grace Marcy went for art that really reflected the type of artist she is.
I'm a very clean, I feel like, organized artist. I like to call myself the organized artist. So I like a lot of like the clean works, and I like to look at color a lot. So this is actually mine. I wanted to pull from both of those. So like the bridge, I really liked the colors, and then also the children. But then using like the other three, I really liked how they were a lot more clean and organized, like I said.
Once the artworks were selected, Pate said the students had the opportunity to decide just where in the huge university galleries the exhibition would be shown.
A few months ago, we walked around all of our spaces and talked about which ones were possibilities and talked about the pros and cons of putting the exhibition in each of the different spaces. They chose this space and they talked through a lot of different ideas. At one point, they thought about painting stripes on the wall to sort of delineate different sections for each of them. And as we got closer, they thought they liked this really clean, light gray that we have throughout the gallery.
Now that the show is open to the public, student curator Jordan Davis feels the artwork can provide insight into the minds of young artists and lead to something more.
Sometimes teenagers don't have a voice, and they need a way to express themselves, to tell their side of the story. You know, adults get to tell their sides all the time. Sometimes they gotta speak the truth.
What do you think the adults will get out of coming to see this show?
Maybe understanding how they feel. So, like, sometimes you can't talk to your parents. Like, maybe I should actually talk to my children, you know what I mean?
Grace Marcy agrees that the exhibition provides a window into the teen creative mind, which she feels deserves more attention.
I feel like art is such a child expression. That's our first way of expressing ourselves. And as we grow older, I feel like a lot of us lose that a little bit. And so having the progression from child to adult with your art, it's really great to see like the teenager's perspective of art, because I feel like that's sometimes what we overlook.
While the show curated by the Teen Art Group runs, in adjacent galleries, there are shows curated by professionals. Having their work alongside makes Katie Novotny feel as though the teens are on equal footing.
I just think teenagers have a lot of talent and a lot of passion, and sometimes they don't get as much credit or exposure as more experienced, well-known artists, adult artists. So it was just really nice to be able to show some of the work that they did in the same way they would a professional artist.
Gallery director Kendra Pates says the most important thing for her was to give the students artistic agency.
Young people are brilliant and creative, and they just don't always have the most outlets to showcase that. They have a phenomenal art teacher at BHS in Monica Esterbrook. She's brought her students in many times, and so when I had this idea, she was the first teacher that I reached out to about partnering, and so she really helped work through kind of the paperwork side of it too. You know, what are the permissions we need for working with young people and for bringing them back and forth to the gallery, for taking them on a field trip to meet an artist, to see shows, to meet with graphic designers in their new office.
And as the students were learning, Pates was learning from them, trying to get a sense of what the inaugural group responded to.
I think if we're going to do this, it has to be guided by the students and by their needs.
15, 16, 17, 18, BHS selects from the International Collection of Child Art, remains up at the University Galleries through July 28th. Kendra Pates says the galleries received another grant to continue the teen art group. So when the new school year begins, a new group of students will experience firsthand what it means to make a life in the world of visual arts. I'm Laura Kennedy.